James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution. I often find myself bewildered at the people in this country as to how blatantly blind and deaf they are to the issues that are directly in front of their faces. In this country, people are led to believe, through the lying state-controlled narrative, that the only people that are under attack by some dictator, well, of course, that only takes place in a third world nation. So, without further ado, let me lay some questions for you to ponder and to consider. Since September 11th, 2001, who has been creating unconstitutional bureaucracies to further control and oppress the American people? Has it been a third world foreign dictator? Was the unconstitutional Patriot Act enacted by a foreign government? The Patriot Act was not read by one representative and was pushed through at 3:45 a.m. Or what of the unconstitutional Department of Homeland Security, which is premised on a pretended authority, stacking oversight and control over those who are known Muslim Brotherhood operatives? The Transportation Security Administration is another pretended authority and created office to violate Americans while traveling to and fro. Remember, this does not apply to illegal immigrants. They are there to harass Americans, which is a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights. Is it a foreign third world dictator that is labeling American Christians and patriots as the enemies of the state? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is covering up for terrorists? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is suing governors on the southern borders who are magnifying the laws of our constitutional republic against illegal immigrants? Is it a foreign government attempting to divide and conquer the American people in hopes of domestic insurrection? Or was it a foreign third world dictator that released 179,027 illegal felons onto the streets of America, of course, only endangering the lives of the American people? Is it a foreign third world dictator that seeks to strip Americans from the right to bear arms? Is it a foreign third world dictator trying to demoralize America through redefinition of God's design for marriage? Is it a foreign third world dictator attempting to force Americans to pay for the socialist blueprints and unconstitutional Obamacare, Article 1, Section 8 of the United States Constitution? Is it a foreign third world dictator that sends out spoilers to destroy groups that oppose this administration's dangerous ideologies through the Internal Revenue Service? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is promoting and identifying America as a democracy to destroy America's constitutional republic? Read Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. Is it a foreign third world dictator that is illegally, through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, indoctrinating America's youth through International Baccalaureate, a global education scheme, No Child Left Behind, or Common Core? Is it a foreign third world dictator that sanctioned the murder of 3,000 to 4,000 innocent babies in the womb per day in America, totaling 55 to 60 million murdered babies, which is equivalent to 18 states? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is attacking America's Christian heritage and the American Constitution? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is defending, supporting, and promoting America's sworn enemies? Is it a foreign third world dictator that is lying to the American people on a daily basis? Is it a foreign third world dictator that has transgressed the Constitution, behaved badly over 1,063 times in the last 7 years? Finally, is it the American people who have tolerated those who have committed the crimes of a foreign third world dictator in their own country? Why, yes, it is. When God wants to judge a nation, he gives them wicked rulers, said John Calvin. And while the American people stand back and complain of a criminal administration violating the constitutional covenant, they fail to remember that they are guilty of violating God's. Ben Franklin said in September of 1782 that bad examples to youth are more rare in America, which must be comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion, Christianity, under its various denominations, is not only tolerated, but respected and practiced. Atheism is unknown there, infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or an infidel. Martin Luther King Jr. was right when he said that a man of conscience can never be a consensus leader. He doesn't take a stand in order to search for consensus. He is ultimately a molder of consensus. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in the moments of comfort or in the moments of convenience, but where he stands in the moments of being challenged and in moments of controversy.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Oh my goodness, people! Look at the spin doctors at work today. Look at the mayhem they're creating. You all are aware of the fact that much of what's going on today concerning the lack of credibility that the American people give to their politicians, you do realize that that is a part of the plan, right? Because they want you to see the system failing, and they want you to see that your politicians are continuously failing. Why? They want you confused. They want you lost. They want you to say no to the old system and yes to the new system. Are you with me? See, it's one of the things that I continuously highlight here on the show is the fact that, hey, folks, we don't need new laws. We don't need man's 10,000 commandments. That's all we have to do is get good men by the Spirit of God into the halls of government to enforce the 10 that the Lord has already bestowed upon us. It's that simple. Folks, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of policies that undermine our Constitution are the ones that are being passed against the Constitution and the laws found within. I continuously reiterate the point time and time again concerning Senator John Glenn, who said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here, which makes them and defines them out to be the criminals that they are, because they don't have a right to do it. They swore an oath to God and man. Numbers 30, verse 2, Deuteronomy 23:23. That they would uphold the laws, not create new ones as they tear down the Constitution in hopes of recreating it, looking just like a global order. I mean, again, friends, it just comes back, my thought life, and it comes to my aid even now. These people are playing with eternity in a temporal system where we're being tested. And many of these people that have been playing the game so long that think they're getting one over on the people and first and foremost on the Lord are just an inch closer, a day closer to facing off and answering for what they have done on Judgment Day. That is insane to me, but they do it. And what's even worse is we see the fallout in our country. And when we look at Psalm 9, 16 and 17, it says that the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. And he talks about those that forsake him, that he would turn that country into hell. Why is it that the American people are allowing the bad guys to turn their country into hell rather than obeying the Lord and dealing with the bad guys to preserve what it was and what it has been that's been bestowed upon us by the Lord? You know, another thing that coincides with that thought, friends, is the men that are in office from the top to the bottom. The cowardice that I see is second to none. You people better understand that. Take your counsels from your fears, and it's not the fear of God, it's the fear of consequence, and it's a fear of man that man is creating through soothsayers, and I'll hit on that in just a moment. You better understand that the first people that are cast into the hell that they deserve are the fearful, those that fear the face of man. Revelation 21, verse 8. You probably better get that right, because I'll tell you what, the Constitutional Republic that we have today, it wasn't established by cowards. And cowards are not going to preserve our republic. No, no, no. It was established by selfless men who laid down their lives to give us the freedoms that we have today. And they didn't slay, friends. They didn't go ahead and do away at the altar of peace, sacrificing the truth that established what it is that we have today. And that's what the American people have to get right in their heads. We better understand where it is that we came from, because once we understand where we came from, only then are we going to understand as to where we're going. Read Jeremiah 6:16 when you get a moment as well. Now listen, I just want to share with you what we're going to be talking about, because what's going on right now is a whole lot of stuff around this Epstein case. And it's interesting because it's been going on for a long, long time. And why all of a sudden is it coming out now today? It's also interesting, and it's one of those points that I reiterate, not to put anybody's lights out, to make mine brighter. No, I'm not about that. Hey, folks, you don't preach a message like the one that we preach, black and white. If you're trying to get famous, I'm in the wrong business. And first and foremost, I didn't apply for the job. I'm responding to the job, okay? And I'm responding to the call. And the fact of the matter is, what's going on in your country right now is so black and white concerning Donald Trump, the Epstein file. Oh, and case in point, it's interesting. I was watching a video right before the show here today, and what popped up, and I'm going to play some video audio for you, but what popped up was James O'Keefe. Now, I don't know if you guys are aware of this or not, but many people believe that James O'Keefe is a CIA asset. I just listened to him for about 15 minutes talking about the Epstein files, talking about the corruption of the FBI. At no time did I hear him call out Donald Trump for the obvious. At no time did I hear Charlie Kirk call out Donald Trump for the obvious. At no time have I heard any of the said conservatives of the day call out the obvious. You know what they're doing, friends? Today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13, you know what they're doing? They're pointing the finger back at Bill Clinton. Well, guess what? Bill Clinton wasn't best friends with Epstein for 30 years, the way that Donald Trump claims to be. And we played several of these videos for you yesterday. You can go ahead and do your best to bury your head in the sand concerning what's going on in this country. But the only thing that that is doing is adding strength to more tyranny that your children are going to have to deal with. Let me say it this way. The only thing that you're doing is allowing the said tyrants, the dictator wannabes that are working in authoritarian and totalitarian methods to force chains upon the wrists and the legs of your children to go ahead and do whatever they want to do without the restraint of God's law. That's what you're adding to by tolerating what it is that you're seeing today. I'm going to come back and we're going to be talking about it, and we're going to be talking about the murdering of the victims. You want to talk about adding insult, not merely to the victims themselves in the sense of the crimes that they've been subject to by these politicians and these people and these agencies that are doing their best to cover up, along with today's conservatives who are doing their best to cover up the crimes of Epstein and who's really on that list. But the fact of the matter is, friends, we know. And I'm going to show that to you once again in just a couple minutes here. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We're going to come right back to this very topic in just a moment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hi, this is Nick Hillman. I found it very difficult to find a local church to attend that wasn't compromised or teaching false doctrine. I've been listening to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty on Sunday mornings. If you're looking to get fed by the Word of God through Holy Spirit-led church on a weekly basis, join us on Sunday mornings or listen when you can. Bradley digs deeper and gives simple, clear understanding to the Word of God. I have never met anyone like him. He's a biblical encyclopedia that walks the walk and talks the talk, a true follower of Jesus.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
BBSRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
But I don't even almost know how to start this show. I really don't. Because it's so obvious as to what's going on here. Let me say this first. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Again, if you want to call in, don't wait for the last segment, please. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and so on and so forth. So let me just start out with this. You guys all the well know what's going on. And I just highlighted during the first segment, in part, that today's conservatives are blaming Bill Clinton, which we already know he's a sexual predator. Okay, they all have been, by the way. They've all been compromised. That's how they're extorted, right? And we played a video for you last week concerning the agent that came out and told you exactly how this is all controlled. If you want to control the vote and you want to control what they do and how they do it and when they do it, you get them on video in a compromising position with a child in a sexual act, he said. That's a pedophile. Folks, this is felonious crimes. What we're talking about here right now, do you understand when you read the Old Testament that you can't find any such crime outside of Sodom and Gomorrah? And that's why God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, because Abraham couldn't find 10 righteous men. The 10 righteous to stand in the gap, to stand up for the victims that were being assailed by men laying for children. Do you all understand? Genesis 18, Genesis 19. Do you understand, outside of that, friends, the only thing that it talks about is in Exodus 22, where it says that they had all cry out to me, the Lord would kill them with the sword. The Lord would. And when you think of Luke 17, too, I want you to listen to me, bad guys. I want you to listen to me, those that survey me on the behalf of helping cover up the crimes as accomplices to the crimes of those that are committing the act of conspiracy, Jeremiah 11, 9. It's better for you to take a millstone and wrap it around your neck rather than to offend one of these little ones. Do you understand, people? These people have crossed the line. That's who we're talking about, that are in the halls of government today. I played a video at the beginning of the show yesterday, before the radio show even starts, for 5 minutes. And it's the 87 politicians that I brought forth concerning their crimes against who, and I put their name and I put their office on the video as well. That's how it's going to stop. You don't just roll over in the face of those that mean to make your children a prey. And I'm talking about the governors that are telling you who they are, the mayors that are telling you who they are, the presidents that are telling you who they are, regardless if they want you to show them who they are in the face of what they're trying to cover up. It doesn't matter. Luke 12, 2. Because the Lord is doing this right now. And I just need to get to this for the sake of getting to it so I can make sure I get through everything I want to hit here today. Okay. So with what I just said, friends, the obvious is on the wall. It's written on the wall. All the conservatives are talking about the Clintons and everybody else on the Epstein list. I have yet to hear one say the obvious concerning Donald Trump. Because if there's one person that was a partaker of the crimes against children more than Epstein, guess who it was? And we played the videos yesterday. We played the voice of the victims that have been censored by the government in the mainstream media. And they do that because the people don't demand justice. And they're just toying with you again. But isn't it interesting, friends, that it's the said people, the good people that have been sold to you, that are actually barring all of this information from coming out? What, Bradley, I know you always back up what you say. Can you do that again for me today? Of course I can. Amen.
All those in favor signify by saying
aye. These are the said
aye.
Republicans those blocking the Epstein files from being released.
In the opinion chair, the noes have it. The amendment's not agreed.
Chair, I'm kind of shocked by that. I will ask for a roll call.
The clerk will call the roll.
Mrs. Fishbach.
No.
Mrs. Fishbach, no. Mr. Norman.
Yes.
Mr. Norman, aye.
He's
Mr.
doing
Roy.
A roll call.
Mrs. Houchin. Mrs. Houchin, no.
The
Langworthy.
Said Republicans,
Langworthy, no.
The good
Scott.
Guys, right?
Mr. Scott,
block
no,
the
Mr.
release
Griffith.
Of the Epstein files.
Mr. Griffith, no. Mr. Jack.
No. Just want you to
Jack.
Know who's
no,
doing
Mr.
this,
McGovern.
Friends.
Aye.
And this is why
McGovern.
Today's
aye,
conservatives,
Scanlon.
The controlled operatives that you know
aye,
of, are doing their best
Mr.
to just
Goose.
Get you
aye,
off of the responsible party.
Mr. Fernandez, aye. Madam Chair?
No.
Madam Chair, no.
Roll call. These are the Republicans, friends.
Report the total.
Listen
five
carefully.
Yeas, seven ayes.
The noes have it. The amendment is not agreed to. And I think most of us believe what's appropriate will be released. When it
what's
is
appropriate
time the
will be released,
released
said this old hag.
And the questions on the amendment. All those in favor signify by
no joke. Who's blocking this information? Why is it blocked? Because, as I've said before, those that are doing the extorting, the handlers, from the president all the way down, if they lose this list to the public and there's justice, folks, all of the decades that it took to get these politicians in a position to extort them all goes to the wayside. They lose all control. That's what this is about. Okay? How are the people responding to this? I want to go over, because this was random, and I thought it was fantastic what this guy had to say. This is Steve Bannon. He's a Zionist.
Okay. And the fact of the matter is he's a cheerleader, but this is one of those scenarios where he couldn't control the narrative. And this is what people need to understand concerning why it is that the mainstream media censors. Look what happens when they lose control of the narrative. Look at the truth that comes out. Go ahead and take a listen to this.
You would actually tell Trump you don't know, you question who rules this country?
I definitely would, because it's a blackmail ring, and anybody who wouldn't is not paying attention. Simply put, Epstein himself said that he was best friends on the stand with Donald Trump. So anybody who thought that these files were going to get just declassified because we pressured him enough or you voted harder enough is just lying to yourself, frankly.
Do you agree with a special prosecutor has to be an independent special prosecutor has to take over? Do you believe that DOJ and FBI right now, with the guys who we're all close to, Pam Bondi, Dan Bongino,
that we're all close to,
do you think they have any credibility left to pursue this?
No, and I'll tell you exactly why, Steve, because in 2016, we trusted the plan with Trump, but now Trump has become the deep state. The exact thing we voted him in.
Why do you say he's become the deep state?
What is more deep state than covering up for pedophiles? Why would you go to that island? Why? Tell me, why would you go to that island? Why would you go on the plane? Why his top donors? Sorry. Yep.
Okay. Hey, folks, what happened there really quick? Is one of the right wingers, you know, the good guys that are sold to you as the good guys, one of the Republicans. She pulled the microphone away from his mouth because she didn't like what he had to say. Okay. Well, Steve asked him another question, and here's the answer.
Anybody agree with that? Are we going to lose part of the base if we don't? Burkhorn, are we going to lose part of the base?
Okay. So he just asked the question, are we going to lose the base? Well, hey, folks, I want to tell you something. Donald Trump is not the standard. Joe Biden is not the standard. Foreigner Barack Obama is not the standard. George Bush Jr. is not the standard. Bill Clinton is not the standard. And you can go all the way back to the very beginning, to the forefathers that established what it is that we have here today, to find out who is the standard. And that's why they made it clear at the end of the Declaration of Independence. In the year of our Lord, 1787, the U.S. Constitution, four references to our Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Mayflower Compact, which does nothing short of smacking of the pulpit over and over and over again concerning what it was that our forefathers were feeding upon. Folks, there's a reason all of our state preambles acknowledge God, because he is the standard. Article 6, Section 2 is the standard. What is he talking about? Are we going to lose our base? I know what he's talking about, but it's an unconstitutional base, and it's getting all eyes on their favorite political idol to get your eyes off of no king but King Jesus, and that's exactly why America's in trouble today. Because they've gotten their eyes off of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's just that simple. Ask our forefathers. Because the minute we depart from the Lord, we begin to give ourselves over to tyrants. And our forefathers told us resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Don't forget that base that Steve Bannon was just talking about, because I'm going to come right back and make a point with that one as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
It's called sowing a thought. Sow a thought and reap an act. Sow an act and reap a habit. Sow a habit and reap a character. Sow a character and reap a destiny. Remember, friends, God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Charles Spurgeon rightly stated that no man is perfectly clean till he accepts absolute purity as the standard by which he is to be judged. Interestingly enough, we find in Acts 17:31, it states, because he has appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Christ Jesus, whom he hath foreordained. Wherefore he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from the dead. Benjamin Rush was right when he stated, controversy is only dreaded by the advocates of error. Don't ever forget.
Hey there, I'm Brittany Hillman. I'm proud to call Bradley Dean with Sons of Liberty a teacher, a brother, and a friend. In God's perfect timing through the Holy Spirit, Bradley is the only person that has ever taught me the truth behind the process the Lord was bringing me through while breaking me down to make me anew. Being raised in church my whole life, I have never been to a church like this before. Bradley doesn't waver from the true gospel, and he won't compromise the truth even if it means standing alone.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. BBSRadio.com.
You guys want to hear the truth of the matter? Okay, so what's been the effect? I know how the mainstream media loves to play things down. But you got to remember, both the right-left paradigm, friends, that's being sold to you, you do understand they're two wings to the same bird. Okay, the whole system is set up to divide and conquer the American people. We're always making a reference to law. That is the point of reference here. Like I said during the break, in Acts 17:31, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men that he has raised him from the dead. If you'd like to see another reference of the standard of what should be expected concerning those that are in the halls of government, outside of the fact that they swear their oath, as I talked about earlier, with so help me God, the Lord's going to hold them accountable to that. But go ahead and read Deuteronomy 17, friends. Start in verse 14 and go to the end of it, chapter 20, or verse 20. Deuteronomy 17, 14 through 20. You want to know what the standard is? There you have it. Man, fallen man, is not the standard. The law is the standard. Okay?
And here's another illusion the American people are under, that when the right's in power, they're a government unto themselves. Nonsense. And when they set up that divisive left, which is the fruit of the right, they sit there and believe, well, the American people do that. Now they're a government unto themselves. Nonsense. It doesn't exist. You're getting caught up into the little game. You're reaping the curse concerning the arm of the flesh. Jeremiah 17:5. But just here, let me just throw this at you. What's been the response of this concerning the American people? Because as I said, they're going to try to play this down. Okay. This is Donald Trump appearing on the Jumbotron during the national anthem. You ready for this? Now listen to the voice of the people again, not what the mainstream media wants to do. The mainstream media always wants to belittle the voice of the people because they want you to believe that there's more of them than there is you. That's why they're bringing the illegals in, because they want to stack the cards against you, and that's who they're using to do it. Okay? Now listen carefully, okay? They see Donald Trump on the screen. What are they doing, folks? Are they praising Donald the way Donald wants you to believe it? I mean, hey, folks, nobody does it better than Donald. In fact, of the matter is, he wants you to believe that everybody loves him. Is that what you just heard? Nope. Same thing happened with George Bush. Nope. Same thing just happened with Obama. Nope. No support from the people. Americans, get back to your God, in him alone, in Jesus' name. Period. Him in him alone. Not this. Not this. I mean, what's going on in your country right now is an expose of a pedophile. And I'll tell you what, friends, you let this one go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Somebody sent this over to me, and out of respect to them, I just want you to go ahead and listen to this. He labeled his video, "It's Going Down." He says that Trump's blasting his own base over Epstein, yet because they don't believe him. Calling his base, Donald Trump is calling them weaklings that fell for a scam. Hey, folks, this is where it comes down to: don't believe your eyes and don't believe your ears. Now, I know that we walk by faith and not by sight. I get all that. But the Lord did give us common sense, and he did give us eyes to see, and he did give us ears to hear. And this is one of those that you need to pay attention to. But again, the media wants you to just say, you know what, don't believe a thing he says. And then you have other people saying, you know what, I don't believe it. And what they're going to do is just omit anything Donald Trump is guilty of, like we're seeing from O'Keefe, like we're seeing from his evangelical board that all praise him for hours and hours and hours and act like he is Christ incarnate. No joke. That's inside information. That's a fact. That was going on during his first administration. Nobody's allowed to criticize him or to call him out for his crimes, because if you do, you'll be ostracized immediately. But let me go back over to this guy out of respect to the person that sent it to me. And his name is, do forgive me, this is new. I'm just doing this, again, out of respect for someone that sent it, DaBoo77. And I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say, because it's important information. It's very pertinent to what's going on, because what they're doing, friends, right now is they're trying to set the mood and they're trying to set the temperature as to how people respond and don't respond, okay? Outside of all of this distraction, outside of all of this smoke and mirror, don't forget, friends, that you are being invaded at the same time simultaneously, okay? I just want you to know that, and on so many different levels, but that's another show. Listen to this.
And it is indeed going down. The SOSs are being sent out, and it's happening. Trump's base is cracking and breaking into a million pieces. Now, not only that, he is going off on his base. He is calling them weaklings that can continue on without him, and that they shouldn't take any credit for anything good that
Trump is saying. They're weaklings if they believe the scam, and they can't do anything without him. Isn't that the voice of a dictator? That's exactly the voice of a dictator.
Is what he's trying to say, trying to make them feel bad, all because these people want to know what's going on with Epstein. This seems to be the straw that breaks the camel's back in terms of all this. This will be Trump's Afghanistan and all that. They may concoct something and release something, even bring Ghislaine Maxwell out to say something. I don't even know, but it will all be scripted and all part of a ploy to put the people back to sleep, whatever they do. But at this point, the people have awakened. And some people, this is their line in the sand. They may have sat there and not said anything about warp speed, nothing about Gaza, and all these other issues. But this one, they've got to look in the mirror and say, okay, are you going to back someone that's protecting pedos now?
Exactly.
Because that's exactly what's going on.
Exactly.
Trump keeps making these comments that the people that want to see this stuff about Epstein, they keep bringing it up. They're perpetrating.
He's trying to lead them. He's trying to coach people to think the way he wants them to think.
That they're vile people. Nah. Do you see what they're doing? And like, it's just not working. It's not working on any of the masses, it seems. He goes on to say that his past supporters, which he doesn't want to claim now, anyone that wants to see what's going on with Epstein, he wants nothing to do with you.
There you have it.
He says that you're basically a fool and you took it hook, line, and sinker. And that it's all hoax by the Dems. And that if you believe it, then you're one of them.
Okay, so you heard what he had to say. So I hope that was sufficient in high-fiving the person that sent it to me. Again, it's pertinent information. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to go ahead and back up what this guy was saying. And of course, that's what we have to do, right? We got to make sure what we're saying is true. Well, folks, here, I can show you right now, okay, on a controlled search called Google, and what it is, NBC News says Trump disavows supporters pushing Jeffrey Epstein bull blank. Boy, that sounds like a Christian, doesn't it? You should read Colossians 3:8, Ephesians 4:25. Also, go over to none other than James 1:26. Out of the abundance of his wicked heart, his wicked mouth speaks. Then we have PBS. Trump slams supporters who are angered over Epstein cases as weaklings. This is what he's calling you, friends. There's more to this. Just don't get all caught up into this. But this is who he is, okay? If you either follow him all the way to the direction that he means to lead you to, that he doesn't know where he's going, but I can tell you where he's going. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end is death. That's the direction he's bringing all of his followers, including himself. But either you go along with me and you shut your TV off now because they're not agreeing with me. And if you don't do that, I don't want nothing to do with you anymore. This is Donald Trump, like a little kid having a tantrum in a corner. ABC News, Trump blasts past supporters for demanding release of more Epstein files. There's more to this. Just remember what I'm telling you, okay? NBC, again, comes in. Trump lashes out at stupid people pushing for transparency on Jeffrey Epstein. They just want to see, friends, if you're going to go ahead and give them a pass. You're being tested right now, friends. You are. That's exactly what's going on. You are being tested. Now, the reason I'm teeing all this up is because I want people to understand something to the severity of what it is that we've already shared with you. What we're going to do when we come back on the other side of this break is I'm just going to name some of the kids, because one of the things that I've continuously done when we were talking about the Watergate scandal, it was a cover-up for a pedophile ring in D.C., I shared that with you. Barney Franks, by the way, blurted the truth out in his confusion on that one. But there's also kids that are still alive today, like Paul Benazzi, and the list goes on. But many of the victims concerning the kids that were violated by these politicians on film, by these agencies so they could be extorted, the Mossad and the CIA and the FBI doing their best to cover up, again, as accomplices for those that were guilty of setting up the politicians. It's interesting to note that they're still around, but many of them are not. Many of the victims of these political circles, they've been murdered. They were sacrificed, many of them, or they drug OD'd that the FBI and these other agencies were feeding these kids to be used as sex slaves. No joke.
Same thing going on with the Diddy case right now. P.S., they just released Diddy yesterday. I don't know if you've seen this or not. What they're doing is they're casting this in your teeth. Americans, let me say this. You're being tested to see if you're going to give this guy and the rest of them a pass. That's what this is about. We'll be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19, 1796, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness, these firmest props of the duties of men and citizens. Whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today. BBSRadio.com.
Final segment. Just wanted to give you a heads up real quick. We're talking about the murdering of the victims. The murdering of the victims. During the Franklin cover-up case, I read that whole book in one night, by the way. It is very eerily captivating. But some of the things that these agencies and these politicians are guilty of is so unthinkable and so heinous that you all need to understand that that's why they do it. They do the unthinkable because they don't think that you're responsible. Folks, your government said it's okay to murder babies. Your government is now saying what you're allowing to be your government, which they've lost their place. It's a representative government, right? But since you've relinquished and forfeited your God-given rights to give it over to a bunch of scoundrels, they're now saying your kids can be whatever they want to be when God already decided that in Genesis chapter 5. Okay, it goes on. They say that you can now kidnap your kids. The state can when the state has no children. I mean, folks, what is it that they need to do before you finally figure out what they're responsible for? One of the things I brought up yesterday is whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. This is insane what's going on in this country right now. But again, it's a great expose in the sense of the Lord turning on the light so people can understand the reasoning behind why your country's being turned into hell. This is not one of those crimes, friends, that you want to give a pass. Not that any is, but the Bible says that sin is a reproach to any nation. And it's exactly right. It's exactly right. Here, let me just recap on something from yesterday, just to go ahead and tee it up concerning the murdering of the victims. And this is from yesterday. OPS, there is a plethora of videos out there right now with Donald talking on camera, where Donald has a hot mic on him on a bus, and some of the stuff that he's... Matter of fact, this was played before he became the said president of corporate America back in 2016, and it was released to all the evangelicals, and they gave him a pass. And it's not evangelistic, Christianity, folks. It's man-made Christianity. Read John 3:6 and make distinction. But it was so vile that I turned to my wife and I said, I came out of the rock and roll scene. I was in the rock and roll scene for how long? And I told my wife, I said, I never, ever heard anybody talk that filthy before. They would have got beat up talking like Donald talked. I mean, crazy. Like yesterday when I played the video for you, friends, Howard Stern and Donald Trump talking about Ivanka as a little girl. And Howard Stern says, I hope you don't mind me saying, but she must be a good piece of ASS. And Donald laughed about it. I mean, folks, we're tipping into incestual stuff here. Matter of fact, some of the kids that have been violated and raped by Donald Trump, there's videos going on circulating all throughout the United States and probably worldwide right now. Folks, what you tolerate is bringing shame and judgment upon you and your country. But it's interesting, friends, the kids are coming out and telling you what he did and what he's responsible for. And again, as I said during the beginning of the show, and the conservatives of the day are trying to get you off of topic and off of the responsible party because they're so caught up, friends. They're fawning over their political idol, saying that we have no God but Donald Trump, to the point of the kids being sacrificed even after the crimes are committed. No joke, okay? Let me replay this. This is from yesterday, so you guys can hear for yourself exactly what's going on from the victims, and then I'm going to highlight it and end the show with what I'm going to end it with concerning the murdering of the victims.
Or ask him, like, a number of times, did you grope women? Did you kiss them? And he just adamantly says no. I jumped off of my couch, and I was like, you're a liar.
Summer Zervos once appeared as a contestant on Trump's reality show, The Apprentice.
He came to me and started kissing me open-mouthed as he was pulling me towards him. I tried to push him away. I pushed his chest to put space between us, and I said, come on, man, get real. He repeated my words back to me, get real, as he began thrusting his genitals.
I was very young.
He's
the person on my right, who, unbeknownst to me at that time, was Donald Trump, put their hands up my skirt.
Temple Taggart is a former Miss Utah. She says without her consent, Trump kissed her on the lips immediately after meeting her in 1997. Rachel Crooks told the New York Times that Trump kissed her inappropriately as well in 2005. Natasha Stoyanov, a writer for People magazine, says Trump forcibly kissed her and pinned her down while on a reporting assignment at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. And Jessica Leeds says Trump grabbed her breasts and put his hands up her skirt on a plane in the early 1980s. Donald,
gosh, listen, folks, listen to this.
Trump again Friday denied all of the allegations against him.
Donald's the victim, friends. This is what they do. This is what they do. I have in my hand, teeing this up for the end of the show, Donald Trump has paid roughly $30 million to settle child sex complaints brought against him since 1989. Can anybody say, now I understand the definition of 1 Kings 13:33, the baser sort, so they can be controlled? $30 million. That's crazy. This is brought to our attention by the D.C.-based investigative journalist Wayne Madsen of Wayne Madsen Report. I'm sure he's probably just a Democrat, right? All of you ignorant ones. Or he's just one of those leftists, as the ignorant say, because they're so media-minded and brainwashed by the spin doctors, they don't even know the truth of the matter. Nope. WMR received a list from a reputable Republican source concerning these settlement claims, all of which involve male and female minors. Of course. Michael Parker, 10 years old, oral rape, Mar-a-Lago, Palm Beach, Florida, 1992. Trump paid parents $3 million to settle. Kelly Fuhrer, 12 years old, $1 million settlement paid in 1989, allegations of forced intercourse, Trump Tower, New York, New York. Are you starting to understand why you're not getting justice? Are you starting to understand that they're protecting each other, friends? Do you understand that, folks, you're the problem if you stand up? I didn't say it. Donald Trump did. Donald Trump is the one that said you're a bunch of weaklings if you listen to the scam going on. But yet the film with him and Epstein goes on and on and on, and so do the child victims. Here's another one for you. Charles Bacon, 11 years old, $3 million allegations of oral and anal intercourse, 1994. Trump, even his wives came out and told you what he was responsible for. What about Stormy Daniels? Folks, I want to tell you something about Stormy Daniels. I'll tell you what, when I was in the rock and roll world, it was kind of like the guys with the strippers were like hand in glove. That's just how it was on the road. And I'm not saying I was doing that, but I'm saying that it was very common to see that. Those kind of girls, they're kind of like biker chicks, biker girls. They're not the kind of girls that are afraid of anybody. And when Stormy Daniels came out, how many years ago, trying to tell you exactly what he was responsible for, why did she take a bunch of money? Why did Donald Trump give her money to shut her mouth? Are we seeing this reoccurring theme? I think we are. Now, to add insult to injury, and I wish I could... what do I want to say? I wish I could make the point stronger than even saying what I just said. Because we have child victims, friends, after they're victimized, do you know that in many cases that they're sacrificed? Are you going to put up with this, Americans? You do know that these agencies that are set up that play the investigators, you do understand they're the foxes in the chicken coops. Don't ask me. Ask the child victims who are the ones that are ripping children off. And once they're ripped off, ask them the question, why is it when it gets to the FBI, all these investigations come to nothing? Because they're the ones that are aiding the kidnapping and the raping of the children in many cases. Okay, I got right in front of me. Why don't the Epstein victims simply name names? Well, folks, what I have in front of me, for my listeners, because we have affiliates all over the country, is a list of child victims that have been murdered. And you know what's interesting? They keep telling us that it's, you know, by suicide that they died. We have Virginia Jeffrey, one of Jeffrey Epstein's most prominent abuse survivors. She dies by suicide. I hope I said her name the right way. I'm going to continue on here. To my radio friends, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. To my social media platform friends, hold on because I'm not done yet. Okay? I hope I said her name, Virginia Jeffrey or Guffrey. She was coming out. I played audio last week of saying that she's telling you that she didn't die by suicide before she allegedly suicided. Well, that's popular, especially amongst the Clintons. But it's the same sort of people that are controlling what's going on out there. And you need to bring this to a stop, friends. The massage therapist who accused Kevin Spacey of groping, he dies. Prince Andrew's sex allegations. Hey, folks, if it was me or anybody else that was telling you the truth of the matter, you notice how it's never allegation in the papers or through the mainstream media? It's never allegations. They put in your minds that we're guilty until proven innocent, which is completely upside down. But when it comes to them protecting these criminals, these pedophiles, it's only allegations, friends. But Prince Andrew's sex allegations, Jeffrey Epstein's butler, Alfredo Rodriguez, who stole tell-all black book, he dies at 60 years old. Wow, that's pretty insane. A third Kevin Spacey accuser died, which seems like a lot. You remember all this going down? Yep. Another one, Kevin Spacey accuser Linda Culkin dead after being struck by a car. Hey, folks, I can tell you, you guys all know who Breitbart is, right? I can tell you from one person between me and that person that seen Breitbart be murdered, who just had lunch with him, Andrew Breitbart. He called me right after having lunch with him, only to see Andrew step outside and fall to the ground and his skin was blood red. Wasn't that the same guy that was going to come out and expose Barack Hussein Obama, foreigner Barack Hussein Obama, 1 week before he was killed? And he made the mistake of telling the world he was going to do it. People, you need to quit acting. And I say this with all due respect for those that just need a little nudge in the right direction and a little more light and understanding. You need to quit acting like this is just happening by chance. Not that anybody is, but just reiterating the point. Ari Ben, another Spacey accuser, and ex of Norwegian princess, he dies. Jean-Luc Brunel, Epstein associate, found dead in Paris prison cell. John Connolly, journalist who investigated Jeffrey Epstein, dead at 78 years old. Do you understand the CIA and the Mossad are the ones that are stealing children? And they're setting up these times. Again, don't listen to a thing I'm telling you. Go ahead and listen to the victims of the Diddy parties. Every party they go to, there's cameras everywhere. You better answer the question, if you still haven't figured this out, as to why those cameras are there. And by the way, all the ones that are invited as guests to these P. Diddy parties and the such, and the list goes on, they already know that there's cameras everywhere. They already know that there's cameras everywhere. Are they ignorant? No, they're selling themselves out for fame is what it is. I want to hit one more point and I want to be done with this because I'm going back and forth here. Check out Conspiracy of Silence if you have not seen it. This is one of those drums that I've been pounding on for a long time because I'm not going to stand down and watch people make a prey of children. Not going to do it. Or abortion. Ain't going to do it. Friends, Conspiracy of Silence, listen to the testimony of Paul Benazzi. If you want to know how heinous these abominable human beings can become without the grace of Christ, the crimes that they are responsible for are so unthinkable. It almost like dehumanizes you. Because it's so far out there. Hey, folks, when I was in the rock and roll scene, going back to, just to kind of prove the point, I didn't even know what a pedophile was. Because it was so unthinkable. So was the sodomite agenda. It was so unthinkable. And then when you get into the other parts of the world and see what the world accepts, it's almost like, whoa, especially the church. I mean, look at this Michael Tate right now from Newsboys being exposed for sodomy, violating fans, cocaine abuse, alcohol abuse. I mean, it's incredible. This is common knowledge. But again, I just want people to understand what's going on here. If you think that somehow or another, even abortion or sodomy, because that's the two signs, friends, where the Lord says, no more. He draws the line in the sand and he says, okay, you didn't want to listen. It's coming heavier 7 times now. You're done. He'll satisfy his covenant by bringing the sword. Folks, that's why you have 35 jihadi camps. That's why you have over 2,000 Iranian sleeper cells in the United States right now. That's why your said politicians allured these treasonous individuals in from all over the world. What do you think that was about? Who was responsible for that? People that were guilty of the crimes that we're highlighting right now. They're hellbound and they want to take the rest of us with them. I want to ask you another question, if you don't mind. Are these the kind of people you need to be afraid of? Absolutely not. One of the things that you're going to learn if you watch Conspiracy of Silence, I guarantee if you start watching it, you'll go through the whole duration of the documentary. It's so disturbing. But one of the things that I want you to catch, friends, is the fact that Paul Benazzi will highlight the crimes that are being committed, and they'll also tell you who's doing it. And you'll also see how the papers, local papers, and the media outlets are there to cover up for the crimes of the politicians and the bankers, going from the highest office in American government. I was going to make a point not to be afraid of this. You face off with these people. You have to face off with these people. They're dangerous to themselves. And folks, we're not going to sit back and settle for what's going on here. This is, like I said earlier, this is all about testing the people to see if they're going to tolerate this. And Americans, I can only do my part, but if you tolerate this, you better understand that it's coming to your front door. It will come to your front door in one way or another. But this is also an expose. This is also an exhibition of those that are pulling the strings right now. You know, here's another thing, folks, and I believe that we've seen this a couple times with the mayor in New York, who's, you know, you can just see the conversation they were having where he was told to do something and he said, I'm not doing that. And then before you knew it, and I highlighted the fact that, folks, it seems to me that he's not going along with the little game they're trying to play with him. And sure enough, a week later, all of a sudden, they raided his office, and they're going to do this, and he's accused of this, that, and the other thing. Many of these people are being ousted, and I'll tell you, I think what happens more than anything is when they say, you know, I'm not doing that. They don't want to take that order, and all of a sudden what happens is those that are doing the extorting are all of a sudden leaking little by little by little to scare them straight back into the position of the control that they had over their lives. And we can't be afraid of these people. You have to stand up to these people. They're beyond being bullies, friends. And again, do yourself a favor. Watch Conspiracy of Silence. Look what they try to do to make sure you couldn't get that information. Also check out Franklin cover-up case. And folks, just get ready to have your whole world shocked, because that's very shocking. But again, this has been going on far too long in this country, and it needs to stop. And the only people that are going to put it to a stop is me and you. Understand? They're not going to judge each other, friends. They're not going to bring justice. They're all protecting themselves concerning the crimes that they're all guilty of. You know it, and I know it, and enough is enough. If the courts are not going to give us justice, then you're going to see, and you're going to see, by the way, you're going to see a lot more of this concerning vigilante justice, because people are sick and tired of the injustice that the courts are delivering up. And it's time to remove corrupt judges. We can impeach them if they don't sit during good behavior, Article 3, Section 1, and we can impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, all the way up to the highest office, and we can also prosecute. That's the provision we have in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, okay? We want justice. We want resolve. We're going to have to do it. Love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23 hours. Folks, pay attention to what's going on. Now the perpetrator is now accusing everybody of being weak because they got taken with the scam that his fingerprints and his videos and his pictures are all over with. Just ask the victims. And now he's accusing others of what he himself is guilty of, just like his father, the devil. Revelation 12:17. Read it. We'll talk to you soon.